Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airborne. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist from your 130th Public Affairs. It's UTA weekend, so that means another CDS drop.
Joining me on the pod today, Colonel Pat Shard, 130th Deputy Wing Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, 130th Wing Command Chief. Colonel Shard, it's January UTA. What are your priorities?
Good morning or afternoon or evening, as the case may be, to everyone. First of all, you know, Colonel Priest extends his apologies. He was not able to join us this time for the podcast for the CDS episode pre-drill. You know, Colonel Priest works extremely hard for this organization and its airmen. I would say a lot of his efforts are Herculean at times, but, you know, even Superman has a weakness. And he is definitely ill right now. So we elected to go ahead and record this podcast. I will tell folks, I think we're recording this podcast probably 55 degrees here in the office.
It's cold.
Yep. So it's Tuesday morning. The base has had some power issues that our friends at AEP are working on. But we're pressing on today and recording this episode so we can get it out for you all in a timely fashion prior to drill. But certainly we're a little cold. I know that don't want to complain too much because certainly our maintainers and security and fire and our great friends in CE who've been performing absolutely fantastic work over the past couple of days to ensure that our roads are in good condition here on base and our ramp. Don't want to complain too much because they certainly are out in the elements in much worse conditions than we are here. But, you know, I did want to acknowledge CE and all the work they've done over the past couple of days. I know that it's hard, and I know they've had some challenges to overcome, including an assault truck that had some issues. But they've done really good work, and the base was in really good shape this morning. Can't say too much for some of the secondary roads. And with that being said, I do want to extend a little bit of an apology to our full-time workforce here. If we had known what the full impact of this single phase of power outage was, if we had known just how bad some of the secondary roads were, I think we would have made a different decision this morning as far as non-emission essential personnel coming into work. So I want to extend an apology to folks. I think we as a leadership team can learn some lessons from this and make some better decisions in the future. So before I talked about drill, I wanted to get those things out of the way. This drill weekend, four-day drill, or a MUTA 8, as our Army friends like to say, we've got quite a few things planned. And we'll talk about some events first, and then I'm going to talk about what I think Colonel Priest's priorities would be for the wing. First of all, we're going to set a little history this month. Got Senior Master Sergeant Kirsten Mills with the 130th Maintenance Group. She'll be promoted to Chief Master Sergeant.
Congratulations to her.
Oh, gosh. Tremendous airman Kirsten is. She's done such good work up there in maintenance. A consummate professional, a calm demeanor and delivery. You know, she's done incredible work there within PS&D under some pretty challenging circumstances, I think. Mm-hmm. And this will be, you know, the first female in the maintenance group promoted to Chief Master Sergeant. And she is wholly deserving, has completely earned this promotion on her own merit all the way. She had some pretty strong competition for that. But really want to wish her well and congratulations. And her promotion ceremony is at 1400 there on Thursday the 9th up in Hangar 2, I believe, is where that's at. We also have the official retirement ceremony for Miss Beth Melton. Beth, it's so hard to see her retire. She's meant so much to this wing, to its airmen, families, and retirees. The amount of work that she has put in during her tenure here as our family programs director. You just think about where our base events have gotten to. I'm talking Family Day. I'm talking, you know, the evening with Santa. I'm talking the lights that we have during the holiday season. I'm talking our Christmas dance, the power baseball events. Think about how much they've grown over the years. And, you know, especially our family day event. I know our most recent one that was held this past summer was just a marquee event. I mean, I think we had close to 3,000 people here. Just amazing. And all of that is attributed to the vision and the leadership and the hard work that Beth Melton has done.
Agreed.
You know, what people don't hear about is the work that she does for individual airmen and their families, especially when people are deployed. She fields calls and inquiries all the time and quietly takes care of members and their families just over and over again. She just means so much to this wing in so many ways. She's the heart and soul of it. We're going to greatly miss her, but her official retirement ceremony is at 1400 on Saturday, the 11th. We also, I do want to, on a personal note, kind of extend to the wing just my heartfelt appreciation. This is my last podcast for the drop. Well, maybe not for the drop. I might come back as a special guest, Eugene.
It's exciting.
But at least for a pre-drill CDS, I'll be leaving the wing at the end of January, transitioning over to the Chief of the Joint Staff role with our Joint Force Headquarters here in the state. You know, I'm going to miss being a part of this wing so much. It's meant so much to me to be here. I've grown up in this organization. I've been a part of the West Virginia National Guard for over 33 years now. You know, as much as I think I've put into this place, I can tell you that I have received so much more exponentially from this organization than I've ever put into it. From the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank the airmen of this wing, not just current serving members, but any retirees that might be listening, because they've meant so much to me. I know as I look around, I see the faces of the men and women of this organization that I'm leaving the wing in such great hands. And that just makes me feel good because I know this organization will continue operating at such a high, high level. I wanted to say that. So now on to some of the priorities I think that Colonel Priest has for us this drill weekend. It's a four-day drill. And what that means is that he expects us to accomplish training and readiness requirements simply because as we look forward and we see that we have 2 months this year where we will not have a drill weekend, one in the spring, one in the summer, that means we got to put in some work in advance. And that's what he's asking us to do here. What we would like to see and what we would consider success to be is that when we receive our post-drill dashboard briefing and we receive a post-drill readiness briefing, all the metrics from IMR to people attending all of their medical appointments to shots to training that was scheduled, all those things we expect to see across the board, nothing but green, green, green. And if you out there listening as individual airmen can do your part, make sure you get that shot that you need, make sure that you attend that medical appointment, make sure you go to that training class and concentrate on that for the 4 days of our drill weekend, that is what will equal success for us. I ask all of you to put in that work and, you know, think about those things this weekend so that we can earn having some time off later on this year. So I believe that's going to be the boss's priorities. So that's all I've got. Chief, floor is yours.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. I'll take care of some early chief's business and then get on to some other things I want to talk about. But our outstanding airman of the quarter, the fourth quarter for 2024, our airman Gideon Bragg, from the emergency management flight, and the NCO, also from EM, is Staff Sergeant Zach Hudnell. And our senior NCO of the quarter is Master Sergeant Zach Cyrus from the maintenance operations flight. So we'd like to have those folks at Commander's Call Thursday morning. Look forward to recognizing them.
So you're saying two out of the same shop.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Two out of the same shop in EM.
I think it's been a long time since we've seen that. That's a testament to, you know, the quality of those airmen. And, you know, boy, Zach Cyrus, he made sure it wasn't a sweep, didn't he?
Yeah.
Good for him. And, congratulations to all three of those individuals. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I will say, just coming from my time in CE, that Master Sergeant Meeks really invests in his team, and they're all important to him. And I can see what he's contributed to them and how he develops them. And so he really cares about them. So I'm happy for them, and I'm sure he's as excited as they are.
Well, you know, they've also had some folks come out of that EM shop into other areas on the base that are doing quite well also. So I agree with you, Chief. That's good.
Very cool. One other thing I think that Colonel Priest would have said if he were here right now is he would say, Colonel Chard, thank you. Thank you for all you've given to the wing, and I personally want to thank you for all your guidance and your insight, your mentorship, how you've given me feedback when I didn't think I could find feedback elsewhere. And I'm 100% convinced that wasn't just for me. It's for anyone in this wing. You just give of your time and you give of yourself. Gosh, this whole three-person team that you and I and Colonel Priest, we've developed over the years, I'm going to miss it.
Oh, me too.
It's been fantastic. And I know he would have said that this morning, or at least something way better than I'm trying to do right now. But
I feel like we're breaking up the band, and you know, I'm the first one to leave. And
Yes, sir. Understood.
Thank you, Chief.
You're very welcome. And again, well deserved. Thank you for everything. Just a reminder, our Outstanding Airman of the Year and our step packages are due in to me or your SEL by the close of business on this drill. And then lastly, in all this weather, and we've got legs of power out and trees down in the road and ice and snow and all these hazards, I just want to ask everyone to just, sometimes it's necessary to just stop and think about what you're doing and make good decisions. This is a good time to slow down. Times like these kind of remind me that sometimes slower is actually faster. When we just call time out and look at the situation. I was telling Eugene earlier this morning, I watched the 6 o'clock news. You know, the news reporters are out on the beat and they're eager to get some feedback from the folks. And they put a microphone in this lady's face and she goes, I don't have any power and it's freezing out here and I've got one generator. But I have to use it to keep my freezer going so I don't lose my food. And I laughed out loud in my living room. And I told my wife, if she would just think for a minute, she might be able to run that furnace and put the food on the porch, you know. But just kind of reminded me, like, we just go so hard. Sometimes if we just slow down and think about things, we can make better decisions.
Well, to that point,
yeah.
I mean, hence why I apologize kicking this off to the full-time staff here. I mean, I think we made a poor decision collectively, and we were going a little too fast and maybe didn't have the best information at our fingertips also. But your point is not just good for individual airmen, but it's good feedback for us.
Absolutely, sir. Back to thanking Colonel Char, we have a farewell ceremony planned for him Friday at 1500. I want to encourage folks to come to that. I'm not going to say too much because you're in the room and we've got some surprises for you.
So many surprises.
But it's I'm really looking forward to it.
I'd love to see people there.
Yeah, yes,
just for me at least to have an opportunity to tell folks face-to-face how much they mean to me. I'd love to see people there.
And I promise you, you will be afforded that opportunity.
Oh, well, great.
That's all I have.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist reminding you to stay ready to go.